Good evening, Pinecone Radio listeners. This is Barack Obama wishing you all a most happy springtime in Pine Mountain Club, California. Do you know what I like about Pinecone, Pete? Well, I'll tell you, nothing. That's the beauty of pirate radio. My kids like it. Michelle sort of likes it. And I like it a lot. There is nothing that can ever go wrong with a pirate radio station like Pinecone simply because it is nothing. It is free and it gets no government help. You don't pay for it. I don't pay for it. The kids don't pay for it. Michelle doesn't pay for it. There are no commercials, and Pinecone Pete has to come up with new ways to try to keep it interesting, and all he has is his cat to show for it. Pete tells me he enjoys giving to the community. But you know what I think? I think Pete is one of the most patriotic members of your little golf course town I can think of. Sure. You had William Lucking, movie star. You had Sean Bridges, movie star. You had Barry and Rosetta Gastly, and stars. You had it all. But they're all gone now. The only star that's left now is Pete. Pirate Radio Pete. A baping up artist, Pete. Pete with a leukemia kit, and a Native American drum that needs repair. Pete who never once argued to be the Grand Marshal for your lovely lilac parades, but who always watered his lilacs when no one was looking. Pete who stays for tour lectures, just so he can get a lousy cheap paring knife. Well, you do have old-time radio, and the continued presence of toppers out of the woods, rural war room, and radio from a shop. Let there be no mistake, pirate radio is there to stay, even with the added luxury of KFZR and Fraser Park. Oh, Pete, you are nothing without yourself. And Pine Mountain Club is everything even without you. So that's what I like about that. Nothing. Thank you for your time. And long live the kind of radio that plays music for free. No commercials. And just plain nice music to fall asleep to late at night when no one is listening. Pine Cone Pete. Thank you. For nothing.
Split the breezes, you mule hip cayuses. Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree. It's time for Peter Gunn's Trail Witch.
Western draw.
So, Peter, I hear you're doing pinups on eBay again.
Yeah, that's what I gotta do. I gotta draw pinups to pay my bills. They're the easiest things to sell for some reason.
Well, you're good at it. You know how to draw them women. The nylons and the stockings and the high heels and the lingerie and the strap-ons and the dildos and the corsets and the bras and the brassieres and the garters.
I know how to draw them. I guess I draw sexy women better than some other artists out there, or they wouldn't sell so well.
Yeah, man. I mean, and you know, if you ever run out of ideas, Pete, I can give you some.
Nah, it's okay. It's just, you know, lesbians kissing, giantesses, bathing suit beauties, tiki gods, Polynesian women. I got the gamut.
Oh, but you could go so much further, Pete.
Yeah, it's okay.
Nah, I'll give you some ideas. How about a Crest toothpaste? A sexy woman that comes out of a sexy toothpaste, and you got the legs are drawn all over the Crest toothpaste.
Yeah, that's different. Thanks. I'll consider that one.
Or how about you got like a woman, and she's lifting her leg and peeing on a tree like a dog, you know, peeing on a tree like a dog. And she's wearing her garters and nylons and stuff. And you say something like, you know, take me out for a walk, baby, or something like that.
Well, that's different. Thanks for the suggestion. Okay, I gotta...
Now, how about... Here's another idea I've had. I've been thinking about these. How about a gal, and she's Mrs. Santa Claus, right? And she's back home with all the elves, and she's like raping all the midgets, all the elves up there in the North Pole when because Santa's not around to monitor things, like with a big strap on or something. Yeah.
Well, that is different. Get a little of the 50 Shades of Grey.
That's another thing. How about 50 Shades of Pink, or 50 Shades of Chartreuse? You know, 50 Shades of every color in the rainbow. They're all shades of women's nylons or high heels or something like that.
That's a good one. Thanks. I'm jotting them all down in my memory banks. I'll consider these.
How about a piano sales? No, a piano mover, and she's moving. There's about four of them. They're muscle women, because you know you couldn't move a piano unless you had big muscles. And there's four muscle women, and they're moving a piano, and they drop it right on some guy's dick. And I don't know, they're laughing or something.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. I gotta go.
How about a woman with her car that's overheated on the freeway? She's sitting on top of her car with her legs crossed or something. She's like, pulling her skirt down and flashing her vagina to everybody driving by. And it's called the Vagina Overheated Monologues or something like that. You know, playing that play. Or how about you got a really gorgeous woman sleeping next to her boyfriend or her husband, whatever the case may be, and she's got her leg draped up over his crotch, and his eyes are wide open, and she's sleeping, and she doesn't realize she's turning him on because her leg's on his dick. Or how about you got 14 women, and they're all 12 women, and they're the disciples of Jesus, but they're all sexy, and it says something like, come and follow me, but you write come with a, you know, C-U-M. Yeah. Or how about you got a Buddha, he's meditating somewhere out by a lake or a pond, and he's chubby booba, and there's a woman sitting on his face, and he's saying something like, now this is Nirvana. There's one for you, Pete. Oh, I got a million of them. Or how about
How about you got, where'd Pete go? Where is he? Pete! Pete! Come back to eBay! It's where the money is! Where's the money? Where's the honey? Where?
I'm an orange moon. I'm an orange moon, reflecting the light of the sun. How good it is.
All right, kids, this is time for another edition of Gumby for the Visually Impaired.
Where are we going first, Grandma?
Well, we'll stop in Chinatown first. I want to buy your mother a beautiful Chinese lantern for her birthday.
This is called Gumby Adventures Lost in Chinatown. And once again, this is Gumby for the Visually Impaired. Now, for those who are not familiar with the program, we help the people with visually impaired sight so they can understand the surreal adventures of Gumby and Pokey and their pals. And this is also for people who just cannot stand to watch the very strange clay animation from Art Clokey. Lost in Chinatown. Okay. An old granny. I think it's the grandmother of... Oh my goodness, it's not Gumby. It's some cross-dressing pink thing. It must be his cousin or something. This is totally new to me. Strange punk girl. And they're in a Chinese shop in Chinatown. You see, I believe these films were made in Los Angeles. So Art Clokey, his wife and his son, they no doubt frequented Chinatown as many Los Angelans do. You can tell the music is Chinese, and so are the decorations inside the store. Yes, it's a female Gumby. It's a pink, and she has a skirt on and a strange green wig on. And she's much shorter, and I guess, is that the grandmother? No, she's Chinese herself because her hair's in a bun. You can always tell a Chinese person by their hair. If it's in a bun, they're Chinese.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Now, it's a very American voice, but it's a very Chinese clay animation character coming out. She's got sticks coming out of her head, which really makes you sure that she's Chinese. She's got pencils and sticks coming out of her hair and slanted eyes and black hair. Don't sue me, folks. This is not my stereotypical thing. This is Gumby. Okay?
Why, yes. I'd like to look at your lanterns.
I'm sorry. This is a Caucasian grandmother. She's very white because she's wearing glasses.
Fine. We have some beautiful ones over here.
She wants lanterns.
What size are you looking for?
That, of course, you already heard that. You don't have to be visually impaired to get that.
The large size.
Well, why not? If you're going to get a lantern, might as well be a large one, especially if you're already in Chinatown. $4 a friggin' gallon. Now, the pink Gumby thing, I didn't catch her name, with the weird dress and the strange wig and a very ugly ribbon in her hair, has gone over to the royal robes section of the Chinese shop.
Wow! Royal robes!
She put one on. She looks very Chinese now. All she has to do now is put her hair up in a bun. And she's put a crown on. That's two ways you can tell if it's a Chinese cartoon. If you put a crown on and you hear a Chinese gong.
Wow, a picture on silk. It looks real old.
Most pictures on silk are old, kids. And you can tell it's the same voice that does Gumby, I think. We might be wrong on that.
Like in those days.
Ah, there's going to be educational now. You can tell.
While waiting for Grandma, I'll go and find out.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, she goes right into the wall, right into the Chinese tapestry, so that she can find out what China is like. Oh, that bad little kid. These clay figures often get into trouble this way, because they can go into walls. You and I can't do that, can we? Whether we're blind or not. Nice Chinese architecture, little pond. Here comes a Chinese man. He's got a funny hat on. Funny hats is another way to tell if they're Chinese. She's waving at him. He's bowing, and his fingers are clasped amongst his fingers. It's hard to describe. You know, he's bowing. Door's closed, and he's saying goodbye. She thinks, what have I done wrong? Is it my pink skin? Is it my...
you know, because she's got the crown on and the Chinese robe, the royal robe. Oh, he's coming back. And he's got a goatee and a mustache. That's another way you can tell the men are Chinese.
Oh, young lady, the official tell me you appear to be the lost daughter of our Emperor Meng Hu.
So another way you can tell they're Chinese, it sounds like they have saltwater taffy stuck to the roof of their mouth.
You wear the imperial family's color yellow, but no one outside the imperial family has ever seen her. Please, tell me your name.
Oh, this is one of those fantasies where a normal Caucasian kid, who's pink, in her case, very pink, you know, like rubber eraser kind of pink, and fantasizes about being mistaken for royalty. It's because of the red, yellow robe and so forth, but he thinks she's some kind of a wazoo or something.
It's Minga.
Ooh, she made up a name. Or maybe that is her name, Minga. I guess if you got a pal named Gumby, your name could be Minga. Sure, what's he about to say?
Oh, your hideous Minga! The Emperor will be very happy to know you are all right.
They're just talking, so you don't need my help here. Here, turn that volume up. There we go. There we go, okay.
We thought you were lost. The Emperor...
We thought you were Roth. Oh, Roth, lost, okay.
Out with a search party looking for you. What a joy that you are safe. We shall prepare food and a bath for you immediately.
She's bowing. She's already into the act. She's smiling, and her little fingers that look like mittens are, you know, grabbing each other's mitten hands as if to say, oh boy, I'm being treated like royalty. I'm going to get a bath and some rice or something. The music's really good in this cartoon. Unless you're hearing impaired. Now one of those gondola things comes out. They've brought some gondola thing that she climbs into, and there's four men carrying her. They're like slaves, and they've got these pie hats on.
This is fun.
This is fun, she says. Oh, now we see Gumby. The phone is ringing. He looks like he's in a garage or something. Very humble. He's got haystacks that are holding up his table, and he looks like he's naked as usual. Green naked body, Gumby. About to answer the phone. Hello.
Hi, Granny.
That is Granny.
Yes, Granny. We'll come right away.
Oh, it's the rock band. It's got the Blue Wazoo Girl and Prickles, the yellow prehistoric bird. Oh, my goodness. And there's they were really getting wild in this cartoon. There's like a mastodon in the background playing trumpet or something. Pokey, of course, is on the drums. And it's called the Gumbies. That's what it says on the drum. Of course, Gumby's got to be the center of attention, so of course it's. And then that green, the blue, I think her name's Goo. She's got long blonde hair. She's playing keyboards.
Chinatown.
Maybe like Uzima.
I will go find her, and the rest of you keep practicing that piece.
Oh, I guess they're worried that she's lost in Chinatown. And they've got to, the rest have to keep. Prickles is going to go with them. There he goes, Prickles. Oh, but she's having a good time being treated like royalty. And there's these two men doing acrobats in front of her. She's just getting a kind of a voyeur-filled royal treatment here, no pun intended. They're giving her all kinds of candies, like candies and cupcakes to eat. She's going to get spoiled. It's good, she says.
Princess Minga, your bath is ready.
Your bath is ready. And here comes Prickles and Gumby to ruin her good time. They've driven up in a little jalopy up to this Chinese store, and they're probably going to go through the tapestry to rescue her, to her dismay, no doubt, because, you know, wouldn't you rather be treated like royalty with a bath and, you know, being, you know, cupcakes and...
Oh, Gumby, thank goodness you came. I'm so distressed.
Don't worry, Granny.
She sounds like a typical cartoon granny. They're usually bad actors.
We'll find Minga. Did she stay in here?
I think Minga was a very minor character. I don't remember her in this weird pink dress in too many episodes, but I might be wrong. She was probably in some of those witch cartoons. There's Prickles. He's looking at the... Oh, he sees a clue. His tail's wagging. He sees a clue. His tail's wagging like a dog. And he, because he's at the parchment, and he sees the little ugly ribbon that must have fallen out because it was not ghost-like. Everything about her body could go through that wall except the pink ribbon. So the pink ribbon stayed behind. Prickles is thinking, I found her.
Gumby, come here.
Oh, yeah, she has that voice like, Gumby.
I think I found a clue.
Yep, you did.
Is this Minga's?
It certainly is. She might have entered this scene on the tapestry.
Might have, you idiot. She did.
Let's go in and see.
They both go in, and the... Looks like the... He's holding her ribbon that goes in her hair, and it's about to pop out, because that thing, for some damn reason, won't go through. Yep, it didn't go through. They're in the palace now. My cat, by the way, is enjoying this one. He's watching it also. Uh-oh. Oh, they think they're... See, he's not wearing a pretty pink dress, and Prickles is naked and yellow and looks like a dinosaur. So they're bad guys, and these guys... All the guards are about to arrest them. Can you blame them?
A friendly reception.
Meanwhile, she's in a jacuzzi, being treated again like royalty with a wonderful swan she's playing with.
Your Highness, you must be warned. Two intruders have just been captured in the outer courtyard.
Now, some of these characters just have terrible mouths. This Asian woman has a terrible mouth. It looks like she's had like a cleft palate or something. It's kind of sad.
Trying to take you away. The tall one was a strange green person, and the other one was a yellow creature.
Now, is she going to fess up and say, that's my friend Gumby and my buddy Prickles? I doubt it. She's having too much fun in that jacuzzi playing with these swans and being treated like royalty. By the way, she is naked and she has no tits.
White spines and tail. Uh-oh. My brother and Prickle.
So it's his sister. I'm sorry. I didn't know who she was. So that's both her grandmother, and apparently later on, Gumby gets a sister. You know, Charlie Schultz had to have Charlie Brown have Sally, and you know who got the idea from who. But everybody has to have a younger sister when you run out of cuteness.
Did you say something, Your Highness? What happened to the intruders?
See, she doesn't want a cop. She doesn't want to fess up. She's having too much time. She said that to herself. That's my brother and my friend Prickles, and no,
they weren't. They were put in an iron cage until the Emperor returns.
With steel bolts driven through both their eyes.
He'll punish them. They'll probably lose their heads.
Or their eyeballs. Excuse me.
Oh, Prickle, we're in a pickle!
That was a rhyme. You couldn't put that past me.
I've read the trespassers on the Imperial property lose their heads.
But you're made of clay, dude. You know, as soon as Prickles heads off you, you just reach down and stick it back on. He can do the same for you. It's happened to you in dozens of cartoons.
Oh, no!
Well, now let's not lose our heads over this.
I did not see that coming. I did not see that coming. You see, the writing in these Gumby cartoons is better than any Disney, in my humble opinion. I just think the writers on this show just were geniuses. Oh, my cat's bored. Cat just lost interest. It was that joke, I'm sure. Uh-oh. There's a plot change. There's a new... gondola coming through, or whatever they're called, and those four slaves are bringing in somebody new, and of course you can't see who's in it because the curtains are drawn, but that adds to the mystery and the suspense and the plot tensioning, and you know, these are all writers' ploys to keep you hooked, for 8 minutes.
Emperor has returned. You must get dressed now to greet your father.
It's the Emperor. Oh, see, they think this Emperor is her father. And of course, we know that's not true. It's Gumbo or whatever. And you know, the parents that don't listen to their children or care when they go to the moon, we've already been through that. She's playing with a big ship in this jacuzzi. She's going to get pruney.
Uh-oh.
She doesn't know what to do. Because she knows he'll not recognize her as the real daughter. I'm guessing.
Oh, glorious celestial being! While you were away, we found the princess. She is in her chambers waiting to greet you. She is an imposter.
See, he's a wise emperor. Immediately he knows that she's an imposter and that she comes from Gumbasia and so forth, and that she's made out of pink skin when they have normal, you know, human skin. By the way, he has a very weird face, but a lot of these claymation characters did back then.
A thick! I found my daughter in the mountains. She is here. Summon all gods.
So they've just opened the little gondola thing, and his real daughter is already with him. He found her in the mountains, and she has a face, I'm sorry to say, that looks sort of like a small Mr. Potato Head. Oh, it's Myla, or whatever her name is, in for a big surprise, I think.
Where's that girl? The fake princess?
Uh-oh, there's a man with a big sword. Where's that fake girl, the fake princess? I think they're going to kill her, cut her head off or something like that. She looks scared.
All guards, come at once!
He's calling all the guards. I don't know what he said after that. Comeuppance or something like that. Oh, she found Gumby and Prickles in the cage, and she's about to let them out.
Minga! Hurry.
Minga, that's her name.
Hey, Gumby. The guards are looking for me.
Guards, there they go. Seize them!
This could be part of a plot for Mulan 2. I can see it direct to video. I'm not kidding. If only Disney would get a hold of this, they could steal it from these guys.
Uh-oh. They saw us.
Well, that's an easy way to get out of a jam. They just went through the wall that where the tapestry is, and the guards, because they're not made of Gumby-type clay, just knocked their heads against the wall. And so they're safe. Everything's about to get wrapped up here, like they usually do in one short cartoon. Yep, all three, back in the store.
Here is the lost princess, Granny.
Minga, where did you get that beautiful robe?
Where do you think she shoplifted it from, the store that you were?
Oh, that's the finest replica of the Imperial Princess's robe.
And it only cost $10,000.
It's only $1,000.
Well, that was close.
May I wrap it up for you?
You know, inflation and everything.
No thanks. Maybe some other time.
She can't afford that. She's made out of clay. Very funny ending. Very good punchline, Mr. Clokey, and the writers and the animators from there. Well, next time we'll maybe watch Gumby and Pokey in the Dough. That's where they go to a bakery and watch a bunch of scary-looking pies. And, you know, your local bakery should be playing this on the walls everywhere they go. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Gumby for the Visually Impaired. And now back to Trail Mix.
I'm so heartbroken over Leonard Nimoy's death. Live long and prosper, Leonard. Sin. Yeah. Well, I wonder what William Shatner's going to be up to now. Now that he's... well... Spockless. And his wife drowned. And he's running out of television shows to do. He's getting fatter. He's running out of toupees. I think I'll send that one. Yeah. Yeah. Well... we got Star Trek The Next Generation in the can. And we got Star Trek Evolution in the can, so to speak. That's what they say as soon as it comes out. And we got Star Trek, the young cast, and can't have flashbacks with Leonard Nimoy with Spock anymore. Because, I mean, he's really in another dimension now. Boy, I think I'll send that off on Twitter. Here we go. Send. Yeah, there we go. Oh my god! Texting shit! I've been drinking too much. Hold on. I'm Florence Schlesinger for Mothers Against Texting Trekkies. Is your son a Trekkie? Does he have an iPad or an iPhone? Does he like texting while driving? Well, too many Trekkies while texting have lost their lives. This is Florence from Matt. Not to be confused with Matt, although I'm mad too. Mothers Against Texting Trekkies saying, do live long and prosper, but keep it in the bedroom.
This Mitt Romney, and I gotta say this, I could not agree with Mr. Obama more. Pine Cone Pete, thank you for nothing.
You are listening to NPR. No problem, Rick.
Attention, Walmart shoppers. We are going to be giving away a free gift in aisle 19 in about 10 minutes. Aisle 19, a free gift. All you got to do is listen to our presentation on our product, and we will be giving away a free gift. Aisle 19 in 10 minutes. Look for the blinking red light. What are you asking me?
Oh. God, that's great. Can I ask, where are you going to be at?
Aisle 19, sir. Thanks.
I'm going to go over there right now.
Okay, we'll be there in 10 minutes.
Oh, thanks.
Walmart shoppers, this is a reminder that in aisle 19, we'll be giving away a free gift. All you got to do is go to aisle 19, that's in 5 minutes.
Oh. Excuse me, sir?
Yes.
Is that aisle 19?
Yes, I just told you. Aisle 19, right over there where the blinking red light is. You see that? Right through the hardware?
Yeah, right through the $5.99 DVDs and the hardware.
I'm there, man.
That's right,
there.
Sir. We'll be there in about 4 minutes now.
Thanks, I'll be there. And I get a free gift, right?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. You know, I had to get going here because I got stuff to do, but I'll hang around so I can get a free gift.
Well, you just have to listen to the presentation, that's all.
Thank you, sir.
No problem, sir.
Okay, sir. See you.
See you in about 3 minutes, sir.
Okay. All right, thanks. If we keep talking, maybe it'll be 2 minutes.
Okay, we'll see you over there.
See ya.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Honey, let's get a free gift. Let's watch the presentation.
Well, all right. Hi, hi. How is everybody today?
Good. Oh, great. Good. Thank you. Do we get a free gift?
Yes, you do. Now, this is the gift you get. It is a... It is a paring knife, and it's, I'm not sure how much it's worth, and I'll show you, it slices apples like this, see, and dices things like onions and things like that. If you sit through our American Presto knife presentation right now, you'll get that at the end. And why don't you all put your name on a slip of paper here, and then I'll be sure to give you one of those things.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, a paring knife.
Let's go here.
$2.
All right, now, well, this is the American Presto Knife Company. And how many have you seen this presentation on television before where we cut through a knife with one of these suckers? How many?
Me.
Oh, you're the guy who wanted the free gift.
Well, don't we all?
That's right. When you saw it on television. Now, how much do you think this knife would cost? You know, just, what do you think?
I don't know, $10?
Guess what? It's only $3.99 right now. If you buy 17 other knives for about $20 each. Now we're going to cut a piece of metal. We're going to see this knife? See this nail?
He's got a 9-inch nail.
We're going to cut right through that as we saw through. Here we go.
Oh my God, look at it cutting that thing.
See?
Oh,
cut right through the knife. Now that's the American Presto Knife Corporation that does that for you. Now how much would you think this would cost if you bought it on television?
$10. $10.
$3.99 if you get it today.
Oh, what a deal.
And if you buy it now, oh, well, by the way, it's lifetime guaranteed. It's guaranteed for lifetime. Now if you buy this knife today and it gets dull and it doesn't cut nails anymore, you can return it when?
5 years from now? 10 years. $10 worth. 10 years.
No, forever.
That's right, forever, because it's got a lifetime guarantee.
Just like you said.
Here's some other knives. This one, watch this paper thin. Watch the way I cut this tomato. Mm. Paper thin slices.
Look at that. Can I get
Isn't that amazing? Look at that. They're like pieces of paper. And don't eat that, ma'am. It hasn't been washed. And it's a Walmart tomato. What can I say? Anyway, we're only going to be here today, so how much you think this knife is worth?
$10.
Nope.
It's worth $40, and you get it for $30. So we throw that in, the $2.99 knife, and then this big honking steak knife. Watch me cut this piece of meat right in half. See that?
Right in half.
Isn't that beautiful? Look at that. No. Ma'am, get your kid away from he might get sick. Can't eat that. And,
hey, when do we get our free paring knife?
When do you get your free paring knife? As soon as the presentation's over. I got about 14 more knives to go through here.
Oh, man.
Hey, the paring knife's probably worth $2.99. And, hey, where's everybody going? Come here. I got another knife. Watch this. This one Bye. Cuts pieces of paper. Watch this. This is really cool. We can see how it does that. And what do you think that's worth?
I don't know, $10?
Yeah, exactly, $10. All right, now, here's another knife. This one's a... Oh, that's another paring knife. We'll just throw that in. So, we got... Oh, by the way, that one that cuts the paper, lifetime guarantee. Now, if that goes bad... In a couple of years, are we going to replace it with a free one?
A lifetime guarantee.
Lifetime guarantee.
Yeah, and forever guarantee. That means even in the next life, if you die and your knife isn't any good in the afterlife, we'll still replace it.
Even if we accidentally stab ourselves, right? That's incredible.
That is amazing. Yeah, now, Okay, yeah, you guys want your stupid paring knives? Here.
Yes, please.
Stupid paring knife.
Hey, it says it's made in China. This isn't American. It's not American Presto knife.
Yeah, the free stuff is China. How many of you guys want the whole box of these 17 knives, plus we'll throw in 4 paring knives, a chainsaw, and we'll throw in an ice cream scooper, a couple of coffee cups, and a Dial hand sanitizer in case your hands get dirty so you can wash your meat in that, and a McDonald's Premium Roast McCafe 14-pound bag of for the low cost of $179 plus tax as you get it out the door. Anybody?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm going to throw in a couple extra paring knives and a frying pan that does not stick. And guess what? Lifetime guarantee on those items because we're going bankrupt in a couple of years anyway. Here's your paring knife, sir. Here's your paring knife, ma'am. Here's your paring knife. Nice lime green handle on there, made out of plastic. That does not have the lifetime guarantee of the American Presto Knife Company gives and all these other wonderful knives. And here you go, sir. Here's your paring knife. Here you go, kid.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh boy. I can stab my friend with this.
Who wants his free coffee cup? Nobody's grabbing the bag. All right, that's it, folks. Thanks. We're out of here. Thank you, Walmart. And what a waste of time this has been. Yep. Okay. That's very nice. All right. Well, what are we making over here? Stir fry. See, you can make stir fry with these American Presto.
Where's the guarantee?
Chicken up, broccoli.
Ooh. Where's the guarantee?
Okay, back to trail mix. We're out of here. You guys had your chance, you anti-American Chinese loving scum.
Do you get a free paring knife? Do you get a free paring? I want a free paring knife if I listen to trail mix.
Hello, Thar. This is George W. Bush, and I will issue all of you Pinecone Radio listeners the most pleasant good night. Nothing all Republicans and Democrats can agree, and that is this. Trail Mix is nothing without your support, and by not supporting Trail Mix, you are not supporting Pinecone Radio, and by not supporting Pinecone Radio, you are not supporting pirate radio in your local community. Thank you, Pete, for nothing.
I put my hand in yours because together we can do what I cannot do alone. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Give me the patience for the changes that take time. Tolerance for those with different struggles, and the strength to get up and try again, one day at a time.
And so, my friends, happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Say happy trials.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. See, if you were
were lugging hay around, we could say happy bales.
Yes, that you could do. What else?
If you consistently did things that didn't work out for you, you could say happy fails.
Happy fails, I love that. It's like epic fail.
Right. Like that, missing the trash can.
I just missed the trash can. Epic fail.
Happy, let's see what else.
Happy fails. I love that.
If you deal with ginormous aquatic mammals, it'd be happy whales.
This is fantastic. Got any more for me?
Nope. Okay. That's all the music we have.
Well, happy trials.
Bye.
Happy trails to you, brother.